Blog Talk Radio.
Peace be on our noble and honorable listening audience. You listen once again to another edition of Religion Means Alive. It is the branding of religion as an active force in the life of people, and also the recovery from the effects of slavery. Today we have a very exciting show, but prior to getting into our show, these men are talking about a multi-trillion-dollar industry. But I wanted to make a couple of announcements. Next week, we're going to start the show at 7 o'clock in order to accommodate people. There have been demands from our audience that I can't get home in time to listen to the show. So in order not to have car accidents, we've asked people to tune in at 7 o'clock. We're going to be from 7 to 9 every day on Blog Talk Radio, and you can listen to the show either by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/religionmeansalive or Imam Alfred. Or you can listen at 805-727-7013. What happens if you miss the show? Well, all you got to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Imam Alfred. Put 11, the date in. Today is 11/8/14, and the show will pop up on your screen. Number two, we want to tell you that tomorrow we will be giving a lecture on the necessity for business life. That's going to be at 3 o'clock. Every Sunday at 3 o'clock for the past 3 years, we have been given a public address. This is an address to Ray Ray, Willie Jones, John Culpepper, Sam Brown, Sally Upjohn. It is to the public. It's not a Muslim broadcast, even though I'm a Muslim. And I'm a member of Imam W.D. Muhammad's community, and I'm going to give a public address as I promised him that I would address the public. Now, I also want to tell you that you can help with this program because we are getting ready to take this program to level two. Level two, we plan to be on 5 major radio stations within the next 6 months. That means that we will be on FM radio stations in 5 markets, which I won't disclose. Number two, we are planning to go on regular television. So you can see this show on television 7 days a week, and we're going to have to pay for this. So you can participate in this by sending your donation to Imam Alfred Muhammad, 817 Jackson Avenue, Linden, New Jersey, 07036. Number three, you can support a private effort that we're raising to raise money for Imam Alfred, who has prostate cancer and is now being treated by one of the foremost authorities on prostate cancers in America using methods and treatments that have come from the Germans. You can go to GoFundMe, GoFundMe, and go to Alfred Muhammad's Prostate Cancer Fund and donate. We need about $35,000. We don't want surgery. We don't want radiation. We don't want hormonal treatment. We want to be able to make some more babies. So if we had any of those three methods, that means we would be eliminated from the baby-producing business. Not that we're here to have that. But there are people that want to eat meat. There are people who want to eat potato chips, and who knows, I may have more children to produce that. And with that in mind, I have our great friend, Brother Kareem Biaf, and his associate, the honorable and noble potato chip man, Brother Samir. And I'm going to shut up, sit back, and listen, and ask them to give an opening statement on Religion Means Alive. Welcome to Religion Means Alive.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam.
Yeah, my name is Brother Samir Bilal Muhammad. Alhamdulillah, I recall I'm a follower and I'm a student of Imam Waqi Muhammad. And there's so many things we can say about Religion Means Alive. I just recall one time he told us, don't die poor. And I recall him talking about the halal industry. So I want to just say a few words about that. The upcoming September, November the 15th, we're having the American Halal Conference Business Expo. And we're going to be actually looking, inshallah, to bring, inshallah, if it pleases Allah, to bring our audience into a world of halal. Halal is a $3.8 trillion global industry. And the African Americans spend $1 trillion a year in commodities. So our goal is, inshallah, at this upcoming conference, is to really direct our audience. We are already set. We already have our powerful industry of business people that we are doing product lines with, people that we certify. And so we are already structured, and we are already making money, and we're looking to make more money. But what we want to do is to share the years of experience, me and Kenneth Salam and Brother Bay Kareem, is we want to share what we learned over the years about the industry. And one of the things we're going to be actually inshallah introducing and explaining to people, because I know a lot of people have a lot of ideas, but they don't know some of the doors, how to make their ideas come true and get it on the market. So for those who've been keeping up with the Muslim Journal on the back page, learn how to product label, package your product for the marketplace. So we're going to really get heavy into that. And when you leave the conference, you'll have a great idea how to get on the Internet and do certain things to cut your costs down, get on the Internet and find certain manufacturers. And plus, we'll give you a few forms of psychology of how to deal with the corporate companies, the packaging companies, as well as learn how to be halal certified. And as you know, the such thing is kosher and the such thing is organic. And when you're in the kosher industry, the organic industry, they charge you. They charge you serious dollars if you want to take in and process kosher, a kosher line, a kosher item, or just get into the kosher business. You got to get with the rabbis. And they charge you a fee to teach you or show you how to be involved with their services. And the same thing with organic. So we also, in the halal industry, you can actually, when you learn this process, you can actually learn how to charge a particular company a certain amount of dollars to certify them, and plus become a broker of their product. Because what we do, when we certify you, not only do we get a yearly fee, but you also get a percentage of the product of that line of halal product that you sell. This is how the industry goes. And we want to actually share, because we already have the knowledge. We already know the knowledge. We already benefit from the knowledge. We want to take and enlighten as many brothers and sisters across the country with the same knowledge that we have, because there's so many Jews, our Jewish brothers and our Christian brothers who's in organic, have this knowledge and to make clean food from you, but they make money. So we want to, as well, we want to educate our brothers and sisters across the country, as well as, as well as also, too, you want to become a distributor, because we have a line of halal eggs. 99% of your eggs on the market, if it doesn't tell you how the chicken is fed, like as organic tells you, veggie fed, no antibiotics, no hormones, and so on and so forth. You know what I mean? And I think that we're going to be the first in the industry, inshallah, where you'll be able to take and buy halal eggs. And you'll be able to be a distributor any place in the country to where we have it set up, as well as halal cheese. And there's only one cheese company on the market. I think Kobo cheese, I think out of Chicago, whatever. But 99% of the cheese, and you know we African Americans love to eat macaroni and cheese. But 99% of the cheese that you go in the supermarket and buy has an animal enzyme in it, and non-scientific pig. So we have been blessed to work with a pretty large company where we are actually, doesn't process any cheese that has any animal pork substance in it. So you better be a halal distributor, halal cheese. But we're going to teach you how you can go on your own, how to go to an egg factory, how to go to a cheese factory, how to go to a candy factory, how to go to a meat factory, and how to and actually certify them either you want to take and come up, do your own eggs, Akba eggs, shaky wakey eggs. You better do these things. Inshallah, I know one thing, you have a great idea about that when you leave our conference coming up of September, November the 15th. And also, snack food. We also have a line of popcorn and potato chips that, you know, the Chummies and Homegirls chips been on the market since 1992, and it's still on the market. And we used to do quarter bags, but since the interest rate changed, we do 50-cent bags. You had to come to this conference. If you want to be a distributor in California, New York, or Jersey, or Buffalo, you better come to this conference, and we can work out some kind of financial deal where you'll be a distributor of very different items. You know what I mean? But what we know and what we do, we're looking to teach you and show you anything and anything that we know of. And plus, we got a senior vice president of Walmart. She's a senior vice president of marketing. Pay attention to what I'm saying. Of Walmart, the largest corporation in the world. She's not the senior vice president of marketing in Walmart, just global, just in America. She's global. She's a senior vice president of marketing globally. Allah has blessed the Pure Halal Global to tie that deal down. And she'll be in Philadelphia as our keynote speaker. And who will be on stage with her? The Honorable Lewis, the Honorable Kenny Gamble. Gamble and Huff. We call him Brother
Lukman
El Huff. You know what I mean? And he's also one of our keynote speakers. But we got many, many speakers. We got at least 20 speakers. And a lot of our speakers are white folks. I'm cracking a joke now. That's a little joke there, a little side joke. But we are, inshallah, having a lot of Europeans who's in the industry. What a lot of us don't know how the industry goes. And our European brothers have these million-dollar machinery, and they specifically get into this type of business. Anybody want to get in the egg business, they're co-pack for you. Anybody want to get in the ketchup business, the mustard business, the meat business, a lot of people don't understand. This is the way the industry is. You know what I mean? If you want to, I don't care what the item is, you got a company out there with packers for you. You know what I mean? So we're here to show you how to get with the big boys. So we already working with the big industry. You know, Wake Farm Foods broke $14 billion a year. That's one of our clients. You know what I mean? And not only are we working with Walmart, but they're going to come and teach you the infrastructure, how to do business with Walmart. So I suggest to anybody who has a great idea, we have a pretty large type of company, they want to get into Walmart. We have the ability and we have the knowledge. And 90% of the knowledge we're going to give you. There's only $99, and you're going to get all this knowledge. Now, you might not leave there being a complete certified because you got to come back, you know what I mean, to get the guts of it. But we're going to give you the top knowledge of it. So I just want to say, you know what I mean, that once again, that Imam Warsi Muhammad had taught me, myself personally, and inspired me to be have a strong love for Quran and a strong love for the life of the Prophet, Allah be pleased with him. And so, once again, I'd like to say to all of us that don't miss this great event. And I say to you again, it is our desire to really, what I just got finished saying, to relay all this knowledge that I just got to give it to the audience that's going to come up on November the 15th. And next year, you know what I mean, our audience, we got a much bigger speaker, not the bigger speakers, but some dynamic speakers as well, but our venue is going to change because we're going to be coming from the Abraham Foods, and we're going to be doing the American Halal Kosher Organic Conference Business Expo. So we're going to take it on a much broader level, you know what I mean, next year, and we got some dynamic speakers there. And also, too, I don't want to put I'll leave that to another time. I won't speak on that. So I hope I didn't say too much. I hope I said some things that benefit your audience.
Thank you, Brother Kareem Bayar, please.
Brother Samir.
I mean?
Brother Samir Thanks, Muhammad, sir. Yes.
Oh, yes, sir. I know who you are, brother. I've been knowing your voice for maybe a couple of years. So you've been around a little longer than But let's now hear from Brother Kareem Bayar, and you can join the conversation, too, at 805-727-7013, 805-727-7013, and you can ask questions or make comments about the upcoming conference. Brother Kareem Beyah, hailing from the great state of New Jersey.
Assalamu alaikum, Kareem Beyah, Vice President of Pure Halal Global, co-founder with Samir, who's the president of Pure Halal Global. We took on the issue of this conference knowing that there's an economic value to bringing quality products, certified quality products to the community, and pulling businesses together who want to market their product, private label their product, bring their product to market. There's quite a few people across the country that wants to do this. So we have the avenue. We have the expertise. We have the infrastructure to make this happen. Whoever wants to bring their product to market, show up November the 15th this year, 2014. Spend a few bucks for admissions and get a wealth of information. Like Brother President Samir stated, the Vice President of Walmart, Gwen Kelly, will be there in the audience. She'll be speaking to the audience. You can't pay for that. That's priceless. Akbar Salam from Unity Beef, 40-something years in business. David Hassan, the National Muslim Business Council, he'll be there speaking. So we have a collage of talented business expertise. People are going to speak to you, and that's only a couple of them. We have about 20 speakers that's going to be there that day, speaking on plastics. How many of us know that there's quite a bit of swine in plastic? So now you have to get your plastics certified halal. So why put a halal product in a non-halal package? It doesn't make sense. We're looking to streamline. We're looking to bring things to market. We're looking, as I travel, I find that people have products all over the place, but they can't just get them either out of the kitchen or they can't get them out of that little warehouse that they're working out of to bring them global. It's a global community out there that needs this product. There's a health-conscious community that love this product and will love your product. So what we want you to do, November the 15th, to be in our place listening to the knowledge of presenters who are well-experienced in the business world. They come in there to give it to you. They're going to lay it straight out on the table for you. All you have to do is sit back with your pad and pencil, take notes. We'll have a question and answer period. Oh, my background, e-commerce, global trade, real estate development / community development. Brother President Samir, we were at a business meeting one day. He grabbed me. He said, let's do this business. I said, okay, let's do it. But this is the mindset that we have to take on. Let's do this halal. It's there for us to do, because if we don't do it, somebody else will, and they'll make the big bucks off of it. So here's an opportunity for us. Let's move forward. Thank you, Imam.
The lines are open at 805-727-7013. Yours truly, Imam Alfred, and Religion Means Alive is going to be there. All the supporters in the Philly area, all throughout the United States of America, come to the city of brotherly love, as we used to say in the Nation of Islam, at the top of the clock. We still are at the top of the clock. The Liberty Bell rings in Philadelphia. I want to also say I will be there with Religion Means Alive, and I intend to broadcast from the great city of Philadelphia, where I will have Ms. Dionne Warwick will be our guest next Saturday. Ms. Dionne Warwick will be our guest. She will be nick me over by the time I get to San Jose. But we're moving Religion Means Alive into a global stage. We're reaching out, and it is our hope and prayer that you will listen to the broadcast, and with the permission of the president and the vice president of the American Halal Conference, I hope they'll find a room at 7 o'clock after the program is over so we can all listen to the interview of Ms. Dionne Warwick. The American Halal Conference and Business Expo, Saturday, November the 15th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Master of Law, Center for Human Excellence, 7401 Limekiln Pike in the great city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Set your GPS 19138 and it'll take you right there. We intend to be there. We intend to support all the good efforts. And I just thought I'd make an announcement while I got these great men on the program and you great people listening. The board is lit up. I want to tell you that the Muslim Convention 2015 is already in gear. We're going to be at the Holiday Inn, Tinsley Park. I have to serve on the board of the Mosquitoes. Had the privilege and the distinct honor of representing Mosquitoes at several events, even including with the Vice President of these United States, Mr. Al Gore. I want to see all of you get your savings, put your little $10, sell 25 bags of potato chips every week, sell you some product, and let's all pack the convention for 2015. Let's come together, and we will raise up this dead people by the buckets. So, Brother Samir, and Brother Kareem B, I want to ask you, give us some background. Were you born Samir Muhammad? And then I want Brother Kareem B, give us some biographical information. You didn't suddenly come into the world being born a businessman. You didn't come into the world suddenly being born a Muslim, I don't think. Maybe you did. I don't know. But our audience, which is a non-Muslim audience, primarily 80% non-Muslim, tell us your life story. And then we're going to come back with the second round of questions. Tell us how you got into business. So we'll start with Brother Samir, the president, followed by the vice president, and I'll come back and ask another round of questions.
I'd like to answer that question. I want to get back and say it's another product that we have. It's the instant bean pot mix. And we already tried this product already. We already did it with a chain of supermarkets. I think 1997. But my wife got ill with cancer, and a lot of you pleased with us, so I had to put. But we were servicing several supermarkets. We used to sell them a 30-pound bucket of instant mix. And we used to sell them 250 pod shells, and all you did is add milk and eggs, and it mess and made one of the best bean pies on the planet. And so, you know, that concept revolutionized the bean pie industry, where you got to cook the beans, cool the beans, and blend the beans and all that stuff. And with our instant bean pie mix, we're going to have a discussion at the convention, the upcoming convention, November the 15th. This has already been done. We might not have that product there, but it's going to be available in the near future, inshallah. Now, to get back to the question you asked, how did I myself was inspired to be a businessman? When I was like maybe 4 years old, my father, may Allah be pleased with him, mercy forgive him for all the sins, he was a businessman himself, and he used to always have a little grocery store, a little candy store. You know what I mean? I remember one shiny day, you know what I mean, he was holding my hand, and I was standing in front of one of his stores. And the sun was shining very brightly. And he actually said, Sammy, said, boy, what you want to do when you become a big man? I said, Daddy, I want to be a businessman just like you. And as I got older, I always was the guy that made money shining shoes. I used to go on a farm when I was like 8 or 9 years old, 10 years old. Those who know about farming, picking tomatoes, picking blueberries, and like 10, 12 or 13, I was so good at picking tomatoes and picking blueberries, all the people used to bet on me. It's a bet that I'll beat anybody on the field, you know what I mean? And so as time went on, you know, as I got older, you know.
So did you win the bet?
Yeah, I won the bet. I won all the bets. That's how good I was. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And then I used to go down under the bridge, you know, to catch the bus to go on the farm, and I used to walk past this African-American, him and his wife had a steak shop, you know what I mean? And I used to be inspired as I walked past them. And it was black folks, man. So they inspired me. So my father inspired me, and they inspired me. And as I got older, you know what I mean, you know, I ran into the Nation of Islam and the Muhammad speaks. And then I used to get those papers, man. Used to see the paper. You know, brothers in business, man, with bow ties and airplanes and boats and farming and all that. You know what I mean? All the brothers back in the day used to always look like business people, man. So that's what inspired me. So in 1969, 1970, I came into the Nation and I got on a fish program. You know what I mean? And I became one of the top fish salesmen in the city of Philadelphia. You know what I mean? I was selling so much fish, they called me Brother Lieutenant. They made me a lieutenant, for those who understand that language. So, by going in and out of stores and selling people the fish, and we used to shake and sell the jelly juice. And I mean, you know, that psychology of a younger person that wanted to be a businessman, Nation of Islam just enhanced it. You know what I mean?
How old were you when you joined the Nation of Islam?
I think I was like 21.
Okay.
I was a young man, you know, as far as I'm concerned. Like 21,
you're
22.
You're still a young man.
yes, I am. I'm young. I'm a young man and looking for a young wife. I'll put that on there.
All right. Well, all you young wives, all you got to do is meet him at the conference and qualifications. He's already a man with plenty of money, so, you know, he ain't got to worry about it. Just go and order your Mercedes-Benz and tell him that Imam Alfred told you to go and get the Benz. And just also, since we're going to get the beads, let's give him so you can go and get your bait translated. It means house. So he's bona fide, certified. I'm going to qualify right now for marriage. We'll even perform the marriage on the air now. You got to give us $10,000 so we can get on radio. As long as you can do that, you got to give the dowry to me, the imam. As they said, the imam. All right. Brother Kareem Bayah, can you top that one?
That's going to be hard, but I'll try.
All right. Tell us where you're from. Tell us how you came into this. Were you born in the Kaaba? You know, a lot of Negroes, I've heard. I met them.
I was born in Georgia.
I met a Negro over in Mecca one day, and he was speaking all Arabic. Mm-hmm. So his feet looked kind of bad. Not the Negroes in that day, back in 78, they didn't want to say they were from Mississippi. So I said, where you from, man? Mississippi? He said, "Lad," he went on, he talked Arabic. I didn't know any Arabic at all then. I didn't know, and didn't interest in it because just come out of Nation of Islam, I had my own identity. So, you know, that was enough for me. But anyway, when the Negro continued to talk, I said to him, bad as those feet are, those dogs are yours, I know you got to be from that tribe of the Negro. And then he started speaking English. He said, man, I'm from Philadelphia. I said, well, I figured it. I said, the way you walk and the way you put your robe on told me that you were a Philadelphia Negro by the way of Mississippi. He said, how you know I came out of Mississippi? I said, I can tell, but you're so scared. You're too terrorized to say you were a Negro. So that was my introduction, one of my introductions to Philadelphia via post-Nation of Islam. You know, the Philly brothers, you could see them coming to Chicago. You know, they were always dressed. They were sharp. They had the style. So I'm glad to see you keeping the style in the profile of business, because one of my favorite men, and may God forgive him of his sins, God is the best knower, is Minister Jeremiah Muslim Shahid Shabazz.
Yes.
Him, the great minister, was a very close personal friend of mine. So let's now hear from our brother from Trenton, New Jersey, Brother Kareem Bayah. Tell us how you came in, how you developed as a businessman, what was you like prior to the Nation of Islam, how you grew up?
Well, I grew up as my father was a trucker, and he hauled produce up and down the state of New Jersey into Philadelphia, et cetera. So we rode with him, my father. So he always taught us, you know, we would go to the plants and pick up the produce and deliver them to your Acme's and your, you know, your supermarkets up and down the highways. So that's how I got into my DNA. of business. And then I became a Muslim at 18 years old, part of the Nation of Islam, and it was business ever since, from papers to pies to fish to juice to sausage, you name it, we sold it. Then as I grew older, I expanded, got into clothing, import, exports, fabrics, those particular things. Then as I grew a little bit older, got into real estate development, redeveloping communities, those particular things. And the
let's remember, we are speaking to a non-Muslim audience. I just want all of you all to remember this in this show and speak to how you came to Islam. I know you, I don't know whether you grew up in the Baptist church, the Holiness church, you grew up in any place, but we'd like to know who you are. And see, the problem is 98% of the people in our community now don't know how to communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters who we used to call them dead. Some of them, as Abdullah Muhammad said one time, they had a program where an African-American was on the program with Minister Wallace D. Muhammad at the time. This is at Savior's Day, 1971. And Abdullah Muhammad said, I enjoyed hearing our brother, Minister Wallace, on the radio with our dead brother. He said, our dead brother proved not to be so dead. So a lot of our people that we call dead, last, non-Muslim, whatever we call them, and we, remember, we still believe in the teachings, and it's a historical fact, that our people came from Muslim background. I don't care what the historian said. I was in the PhD program in history, and I know that the vast majority, almost all of us, either came here as Muslims or came from Muslim land. But something happened. We know slavery. So I like for us to give a biography. Don't tell us like we were born in the Kaaba. My name was Alfred Douglas Booker. My daddy was Joseph Booker. Virgin May Desmond was born on a plantation. I mean, my grandmother was born on a plantation in Appomattox County, Virginia. So I always let people know that. When I speak to people, I let them know my biography. That's the only way we as a people can break the shame barrier. And I'm proud to say that I came through the denigrification program of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad called the Lost Foundation of Islam. So, dear beloved brother, I'm just giving you a template to give us your background. Please, thank you.
Yes, sir. Born in Georgia, Columbus, Georgia, actually with one of your largest peanut manufacturing areas of the United States is. Family of the Johnson family, moved to the north. We moved north because the industry in the north was way more productive than in the south. So we ended up, the family, in New Jersey, in Trenton. Went on to school, got some education, some college education, married, three children, all grown, came into the Nation of Islam about 18 years old. But what inspired us was how you were just stating is how the brothers always took care of business. They always had a business profession about them, and that stuck with me. So grew up, did the products of the Nation of Islam, the fish, the juice, the sausage from Akbar Salam, the pies from Philadelphia. So we were always on the road, moving, making sales, taking care of business, making money. Now this global thing has appeared where it's easy, it's at your fingertips, where you can do business around the world at the stroke of a key. This is where, if you want to talk about leveling the playing field, this is where we have to be to do business, because everybody else is doing business this way around the world. So we have to compete. The doors are wide open. You have to do your research. You have to get into people who know how to do business globally, because now there are more restrictions because of things that's going on in the world, but there are people in place to help walk you through. There's the government departments who finance you exporting your product out of America into another country. So those are some of the things that we do, some of the things that we teach. Real estate development, where we redevelop not just properties, but you have to redevelop a community if you're going to make a serious change. And redeveloping that community, you have to have that economic component. You have to have that cultural component. If you go into a community and just build a house, that's all you're going to do is build a house. You're not going to change people's lives, and that's what I'm about. And that's it in a nutshell, sir.
Well, sir, that's a great nutshell. Since you're from the state of Georgia and you came from the peanuts, you really put it right in a nutshell. That you, so you've been quite apropos with the nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate that. You know, as I said, I always like to know, and for my audience to know, that we an evolved people, where we came from, where we're going. And we're talking about the American Halal Conference. That's going to be held in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, at Masjid Allah Center, well, let's say for the public, the Center for Human Excellence, 7401 Lime Kill Pike. Will you read that announcement to her? You've got a much better voice than I do. One of you all, read it and tell the people how they can register. And prior to you telling them that, I want to tell them that you should tell all your friends on Facebook that they go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ Imam Alfred and put in 11/7/14. This broadcast will pop up and they can download it. So we want everybody to download. Probably when we come to the convention on Saturday, we'll have it in our bag and it'll be for sale for $10. That's going to help this ministry to grow. It helps us to get advertising, and we want to promote it. And we'd like to invite you all right now to have an hour on Religion Means Alive, to talk about the halal business. You can interview. We're going to give you a time slot to be on the show, because I think that this is a big industry. We should be in it. With us and the $2 trillion we have. Somebody said we have $2 trillion. I don't know how much we really have.
No, I'm saying African Americans, they spend $1 trillion a year.
Yeah, they said 1.1, but I even heard another figure to $2 trillion. But I know one damn thing. Let me tell you the sad fact. This is we got the big fact, we got $1.1 trillion, so there ain't no excuse for us collectively. The sad fact is, they said the money stay in the Jewish community 19 days, the Korean community 29 days, and an African-American community stays in 6 hours. I said that's from the time it comes out of the welfare machine or out of the going to our direct deposit. If we get a direct deposit at 8 o'clock, by 1 o'clock it's gone. And it didn't go in the hands of one of us. And I believe, just as Brother Samir Muhammad has just said, that we should tell our children every night before they go to bed, don't die broke.
Right.
And so we think money is a sin. And what we really should know, it's a sin not to have any money. That's a big sin, because Allah is going to ask us, that is God. I want to let the public know, we don't make outlaw. The Quran says, your God and our God is one. God is telling us that you must get your share. Same thing the Bible says to you. It said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all of these things, money, billions of dollars, trillions of dollars, will be added unto you. So let's get some money now and make it halal. Don't let's think it's a sin to walk around with money in your pocket. It's a sin not to be broke. And I'm coming down there to share some of them millions of dollars you guys got. And I hope you all will buy my tapes and support what this ministry is about. So,
Brother Minister, Brother Imam.
Yeah, Minister, you call me that. I ain't going to get mad at you.
Brother Imam, I like to take my turn and explain my little humble beginning.
Please do.
I can inspire some people. You know, I
heard your humble beginnings, because you have from a humble beginning to a great champion of humanity. That's a powerful story.
I like to start. You know, I didn't finish high school. I think I went to up to the 10th grade. But when I came into the Nation of Islam, you know, the honorable Elijah Muhammad, may Allah be pleased for him, mercy so given all his life. and the combination of his son, Imam Wazi Muhammad, and Allah have mercy against the heavens and the planets. Their combination of explaining to me about who I am and turning my psychology to God, Allah, and I'm a witness from their form of teaching that has directed me to the superpower. And they want to call him Jesus, Moses, something. We call him Allah, but it's the superpower, the one that created the Muslims and the Jews and the Christians. I have come to the realization of the presence of God in my own personal life. And when you really know God, or know Allah, the one that created all life, what it does, it gives you faith and trust that you can achieve anything you want to achieve. And by me not finishing high school, I got involved in the early days in 1991. I came out of the nation, and you know, Imam Muhammad came on the scene and kind of gave us a better understanding about life, and we began to be a little more independent in our thinking, a little more freer in our working movement. I wound up with 13 18-footer refrigerator trucks serving 20% of the public school system milk and lunches. I did that for several years. Then I finished high school. And then after that, because you're lugging all that milk, and when the workers don't come in, you gotta jump on the truck, you know what I mean, and make sure the milk get out to the prisons and so on and so forth. And it wasn't a lot of money in it. We spent thousands of dollars. And then when the season's over with, a lot of your employees don't come back to work. They want to collect unemployment compensation. So you got to get new employees. So it was a lot of headache. So what I did, I directed my mind to getting into the pie business. And I was one of the largest bean pie bakers in the tri-state area. And after that, I have a wonderful relationship, because I always wanted to do something with Muhammad Ali. And I wound up being friends with Muhammad Ali for the last 35 years. And in the earlier days, I did a Muhammad Ali cookie. I did a Muhammad Ali potato chip. And after that,
let me ask you this. You were with a brother by the name of Ali Khan. Why are you at it? Tell us about that great brother, because
that's my brother.
One of the greatest souls that ever walked on the earth.
He did the champ cookie. You know, he's a personal friend of mine as well, but he did the champ cookie. You know what I mean? I did a little small, he did a bag, brown bag. I did more like a small package cookie, three in a pack, called Ali cookie, chocolate chip cookie, oatmeal cookie. And after that, things go on. And then I got into the snack food, another chip called Chumpies and Homeboys. And we wind up on the front page of Wall Street Journal. And you go right on, you can punch it right now. Punching homegirls, chumpy potato chips, and it'll pop right up, and it'll give you a story on it. And I mean, because we wasn't as refined in business as I wanted to be, made a lot of money, paid a lot of taxes, you know what I mean, people didn't pay you. So just years went by that I myself personally learned an awful lot how to package products. And then we did this product called Blau Brand, where I cut a deal with one of the largest producers of turkey and meat products in the country called Empire Kosher. And because they had a plant that they wasn't using, and we had a deal with Iran. This is many years ago. And me and Mr. Murray got together and we cut a deal, and we slaughtered all them chickens to sell to Iran, but the deal didn't sell through. So we just messed around, had a lot of birds. We had to just kind of, give them away or whatever. But anyway, from all that, learning how to package product, learning how to certify, Imam Wazi Muhammad was talking about halal, and then me and my wife, my lobby pleaser, her, we all got together and put together, got on the internet, and we studied and how to package items. So we did a full line of Blau Brand products. I don't know if those remember those days. You know what I mean? So I myself and my partner, Bay, and Brother Ken Salam, who have another engagement at a Hajj. He's one of the keto speakers at this Hajj dinner. Alhamdulillah, so that's why he couldn't be on the phone tonight. But he's well known around the country, street of Spitty, during the days of Martin Luther King. But anyway, all of us, we just have a wealth of knowledge, and we have managed to have relationships, and this ain't for just Muslims. This knowledge we have, that's why next year we're going to do a little different, because this is for everybody. We just want to show our brothers and sisters, Because we think this is Achilles' heel to get us in the industry. Because once you become a halal certifier, you know what I mean, you have a relationship with a small manufacturer, a big model manufacturer, and you have say in what they do with that particular product that you certify. You know, and once you know how to, you got an idea that you want to put on the market. A lot of your entertainers that come out with a beer and water and perfume, they don't make that stuff themselves. They have manufacturers that does it for them overseas in China and Korea. So we just want to open up the doors of a wealth of knowledge. How a common, simple person, they didn't even finish high school. We're going to give it to them just as simple and plain as it comes, how to put your idea on the marketplace, how to start a business in your own home and small and grow it up to something big. You know what I mean? But the major key in anything that you do, and you're going to be successful, because whatever you start out to do, the way of life that God is going to support you in that idea, the key is have faith. Don't give up. God is with you like he's with that multi-million-dollar man. And multi-million-dollar people got millions and billions of dollars. They started from a small beginning. So I want to say to all of you guys, we, brothers and sisters, we have a wealth of knowledge. And in due time, we're going to land a deal to have a keynote speaker, the senior vice president of Walmart, one of the biggest corporation in the world, coming to our little humble place of worship to be a keynote speaker. And her topic is about empowerment. She's an African-American. She's so excited to want to pass on the knowledge of faith and belief that you're going to be what you want to be, anything you want to do. So I say to all of us, we got to go in business. This ain't the day and time, man, anytime somebody wrong us that we want to break a window, we want to boycott. No, heck with all that. What we want to do, we want to go in business. You know what I mean? So look at here. No, we know our power. We ain't drinking no more damn Coca-Cola no more, man. We drinking Brother Omar on the canal, something like that there. So the more we get into business and captivate that $1 or $2 trillion a year, you don't get nothing but some respect. You might walk to Muhammad and say, listen, he said, what's coming down the road? He said, they're bringing in a new people. And the new people is Arabs, the Palestinians, the Egyptians, the Puerto Ricans, the Mexicans. These are the new people. Because the learned people of America realize that their people, as well as African-American people, not just African-American, but a lot of the American European people have gotten lazy and they are dead. So they're not going to allow this wonderful country to die. So they'd be like Imam Muhammad, they're bringing in new people. And also Imam Muhammad said, and Allah be pleased, he said, look, he said, what's coming down the road ain't going to have nothing to do with racism. It's going to be, if you ain't got no money, you're in trouble. So we as a people, we got to get involved in economics. And so what the American Halal Conference or Business Expo, November the 15th, we want to just, we got our base. We making our money. We happy. But we want to share the basic fundamentals of economics, man, to all of our people. White folks, too. But mainly, as Mrs. Gwen Kelly said, she want to empower her people first.
Yes, sir. Brother B.R., you have any comments on that?
My president said it very well and eloquent, and he's right on point, and he has the right spirit to make this thing happen. I commend him. He's a soldier. You know, he gets the job done, and he makes us work, and we make him work, and we all bring something to the table for the total community, and that's what's so great about this thing. None of us are selfish. You know, we're willing to share. We have something that can uplift our community to another level. This halal was given to us by the Creator, Allah. He gave this to us. This is our economic engine. Now, halal is just, and is not just what you put in your mouth, what you digest. Halal is what you wear. Halal is a lifestyle, a total lifestyle about your living. How you conduct yourself is halal. So it's many, many phases of this. Right now we're concentrating on the food product, the nourishment. People have to eat every day. So this is where we're looking to do the foundation of our market. Then we'll branch out into other avenues of halal.
So, partner, if I can say this,
yes, sir.
Go ahead.
I'd like to say this, that for those who are familiar with the Goya Foods, when you go in the supermarket, anywhere in the country, there's a Mexican Hispanic line of products.
Yes.
Anywhere in the country, any supermarket, they have a line of ethnic line of Hispanics, Mexican line of called Goya Foods.
Yes.
And our goal is, and this is how we're going to do this, because we have faith, because there's a science, there's a psychology that's in life that most people don't know about. They talk about it, they don't really understand it. Whatever, God is so wonderful. The Creator is so wonderful. I didn't say Moses or Muhammad or Jesus or Abraham. I didn't say that. I said God, the Creator, that made all that, that made all of us. He's so wonderful. He had his life set up so. Whatever you think about, everybody should think about this when you can relate to this, you give it some thought in your own personal life. Girl, I was just thinking about you. You know what I mean? That whatever you think about and you believe what you're thinking about going to come about, those things that you strive for will soon come into sight. This is the crying verse. But I'm saying to you, this is a universal language. When African Americans get back in alignment with God, that God is their Savior, God is their Creator, God is their giver of life, not man, God. And I'm not trying to preach to nobody. When you realize God is with you all the time, and anything you want, you ask him for it and just be patient. I don't care what it is. I have wanted to be friends with Muhammad Ali. And I just got an email from Lonnie last week about our friendship. I wanted to meet Nelson Mandela. I met Nelson Mandela. My lives were pleased with him. I met him twice. I wanted to meet President Clinton. I met him twice. I want to be a businessman. I'm a businessman. Right today, I can tell you some things. A lot of you think my partner, he believes what I'm saying, but y'all might don't believe. Right today, we have legal documents. When I went to South Africa in 1992 with Muhammad Ali, I was his spokesperson, and I made a lot of friends in 1992. And just last year, my old buddy, Fukan from South, came to America looking for me and Ali. And he went to Ali's function and met Ali and Lonnie and asked him my number. Lonnie called me up to look for me, and Brother Fukan, here's his number, I called him up. And right today, he wanted me to do this Nelson Mandela book, because his friend of his name, Rukhan from South Africa, my Nelson Mandela personal photographer. And right today, we have thousands of legal paperwork on some pictures, man. When you see them, you wouldn't believe. You know what I mean? And this has got some pictures of Nelson Mandela in the mosque doing a kippah. And you wouldn't believe it unless you see the pictures for yourself. But it's not just saying, what I'm saying to you is that my little level of education, because of my faith in God and believe that I can do what I want to do, I have those professional people around me, like my partner and my other partners and our lawyers and our accountants. And Allah has blessed me with wealth of European friends who got money. If I need a grand, a 10 grand, a 5 grand, I got European friends of mine. You know what I mean? I got Kenny Gamble. Calls me up on his own, check up on me, say, all right, need anything? I mean, how did I wind up with these type of wonderful friends, man? Mm-hmm. Iman Wars and Muhammad, David Hassan is a witness to this, that Iman Wars and Muhammad asked me to be the president of the CPC in its earlier days. I declined. But he asked me the head of the CPC. You know what I mean? Because what he saw in me. But me and Iman Wars and Muhammad, we were friends. This is a giant of a man. So I'm saying to you, when you know God, anything you want to do, anything you think about will come about. You have to believe that. So I said to the audience out here, I know the economy is kind of blim, but it brightens up. when you recognize, and I tell you this, don't leave this earth unless you come into a clear understanding of God, that you know God for yourself. That's what you're here for. You're here to recognize that who created all this wonderful life that we live upon, that was a creator that did it, and you know that creator. You know him perfectly. And you know you ain't got to worry about nothing because you walk and you live in the light of the creator. You know what I mean? So I didn't say Muhammad. I didn't say Jesus. I didn't say Moses. I didn't say Abraham. So Abraham is the founding father of all religions. I said God or Allah or the supernatural being or whatever you would call it. All I know, he created all this here. So I say to all of us, I don't care what you want to do in your life. I don't care what it is. Start making that path towards getting to know the creator more than anything. I guarantee you, I don't care what kind of business you want to get into. If you be patient and God to be pray and just be patient and work towards your goals. And before you know it, man, those goals that you're working towards will be coming to sight, man. You know what I mean? Like, I'm 66 years old, man. You know what I mean? I got a lot to give a young girl. I was going to throw that on you. A little joke.
Well, you know, I tell you one thing.
That's a little joke.
We don't have to go to Zig Ziglar. We don't have to go to, what's the brother's name? Brother Brown. Les Payne. Les Brown.
Les
we
Brown.
Can go to Moore Brown in the person of our dear brother, Brother Samir Muhammad, to be motivated.
Alhamdulillah.
Here's a man that didn't finish high school, but is dealing with high finance. Here's a man that didn't finish high school, that is dealing with high rollers. Here's a man that didn't go to high school, but is dealing with the high levels of the heavens because he's plugged into the creator of the heavens and earth. You know, I want to take you on tour with me. I hope you all will go on tour. We plan to make a national tour. And while you got your rich friends, I'm going to ask them for a donation. I'm not afraid to do that. One thing y'all taught me how to be is a salesman. And I want to, next time you guys have a conference, I'd like to come and teach the art of closing. Because other than being an imam and being a psychotherapist, between jobs, I always had to take a job as a salesman. So I'm now selling the teachings of Imam Wahdatuddin Muhammad. But what I like about you, Brother Samir, and Brother Kareem Bia, is that you men are natural salespeople. If your people don't like you, they ain't going to buy nothing from you. That's what people got to understand. In business, if the guy doesn't like you, he'll go right down the street to somebody else. But the first art in a sale is getting the person to like you. That's more important than product knowledge. A lot of people, they can tell you that it's infinitesimal. If you eat this, you eat this. This will work out for you. If you buy this car. No, the guy's I ain't even listening to you. If the guy doesn't like your voice in that first 30 seconds, or you, one thing you see about Brother Samir Muhammad, he's always smiling. And when I asked the brother, I said, do you know Brother Kareem Bia? He said, you're talking about the brother that got a cap on his head that's always dressed up. I said, that's him. Give this charge. I said, I haven't gotten to know him very well because he's so quiet.
Alhamdulillah.
I said, but he got a partner that can, I know him 10 miles off when I first met him. I knew him. He had a $1 million smile. I said, damn, man, who is your dentist? I didn't ask him, was you looking for a young daughter? But anyway, that's another story. But what I'm saying is we need to understand the importance of developing our personalities so we are pleasing. But as Brother Samir said, first you got to be pleasing to God, and you have to know God and your responsibility to God, and then you have to be motivated to overcome all obstacles. Now, I want you all to help us by donating to Imam Alfred Muhammad, 817 Jackson Avenue, Linden, New Jersey, 07036. Or you can go to GoFundMe, GoFundMe, and go to Alfred Muhammad Prostate Cancer Fund. You know, let me just share with you something. Y'all, Brother Kareem Bia and Brother President Samir Muhammad, will y'all engage me for 1 minute?
Yes, yes, of course. Go right ahead.
I want to, no, because I'm not like, I see some radio shows, they have people on there. I was invited to be a guest on one of these radio shows, Muslim show, I won't name the brand. And the host, he had three hosts, which was kind of strange anyway. And I didn't get a chance to say anything. I said, I should just call in and listen. So I don't want to be like that. You know, I don't eat pig, and I don't want to be a pig on the show. But I do want to say this. My brother knew that I had prostate cancer. So he put a brother on the phone, and I don't know why he put him on the phone, but I love the brother, but he put the brother on the phone. And the brother told me he had a prostatectomy. Now, a prostatectomy means they remove your prostate, and you become, number one, incontinent. That means you can't control your bladder and you're urinating on yourself. Listen closely. And you become impotent. Brother Samir, if you became like that, you could not get the young girl. And the brother told me he got a pump. He got a penis implant. Now, that's what they give you if you get prostate cancer and you get surgery. That's number one. The second thing is they can burn it out with radiation, which can cause, again, impotence and incontinence, and can cause it to come back. And we know Brother Minister Farrakhan had that, and we know that he had to get, in fact, another anus, had to even have surgery on your anus and wear a bag. So, but there are other alternatives. The Germans have now developed a treatment that has now been practiced at Johns Hopkins Hospital with mistletoes, plain old mistletoes. A different mistletoe is an anti-cancer herb. But I'm not talking about going to an herbal doctor at a health food store. I'm talking about an MD, medical doctor, physician, licensed to practice medicine. And the doctor I'm going to is a board-certified integrated medicine person. That means if you need to take metformin, you have diabetes, he's going to give you that until you can move to the other kinds of drugs. He's going to tell you what is medically feasible. So I don't go to quacks. I don't go to people who wrote on the back of a matchbook and decided they're going to be an ND or MD. No, not them kind of people. I love them. They're great. They can't diagnose diseases. They're not allowed to treat diseases. So I have a physician, board-certified physician, that is treating me. The only problem is my insurance company doesn't understand it and won't pay him. So that means Imam Alfred and you have to support us in this ministry. So we Brother Murad Muhammad, used to be Paul 5X, he's assisting us, the rest of you, so we do need your donations. Send your donation to Imam Alfred Muhammad. Though the money that comes to Imam Alfred Muhammad in the ministry basically goes to support this. Somebody put out a lie that this broadcast is free. Well, Mr. Alan Levy is one of the finest men on earth. But Mr. Levy and I am not that tight. God, he doesn't accept my money. If I don't pay for this broadcast, we won't be on the air. So I want y'all to know that, too. Number two, we have to pay to come across lines, phone lines. All this stuff costs money. But my personal health issues, and also when I travel down to Philadelphia, people come with me. We're building a ministry. Our ministry is to be in the streets, to be in the public. And that's why we want brothers like I'm getting ready to put him Imam, Brother Samir Muhammad, Kareem B. We want these men to show bravery.
We're going to send you a check. We're going to send a check and show
Yes, sir. But I want, let me finish my presentation. I want Ray Ray. I want Keisha. I want Sally Brown. I want that brother who may get ready to put the pistol and run around the neighborhood and take somebody's money. I want him to know that there's hope, that Samir Muhammad and Kareem B are living testimonies and an answer to what 50 Cent, who music ain't worth a quarter, said. He said, get rich or die trying. I said, get rich and live to testify. How y'all like that to answer it?
I like that.
Get rich and testify. I'm a billionaire. Thank God that I'm a billionaire. And just do a high five and tell everybody I'm going to get rich. No, we need to be motivated. We need to be spirited. And that's what we're going to do at that conference. We'll plan this convention. Be there. Brothers, I want y'all to run again. Where the convention will be, I want y'all the next half hour to promote this convention like there's no tomorrow. Then I want you to go on Facebook and tell everybody to go and listen to this broadcast and go to Blog Talk Radio.
www.blogtalkradio.com/Imam Alfred and put 11/7/14 and listen to this broadcast. Put this on Facebook. Brother Kareem B.I., I know you sound like you, in the Nation of Islam, I know you would have been in the secretary department. So I want you to bolo this for everybody, that they will listen to this broadcast and be inspired. You guys make me get ready to get me two shopping carts to go out and sell some halal meat. I get broke, I may tell y'all, send me some stuff on consignment. I'm ready to go to work. But this is a powerful company. You got the vice president, Walmart, the largest corporation in America, is going to be there. So, I'm fired up, I'm jacked up, I'm pumped up. I could walk to Philly. That's how inspired I am by this. So I want you all you got a half hour. So Brother Kareem B., I'm going to sit back and let you and Samir just take it from there. How's that? Y'all got 20 minutes to run it.
Go ahead, Samir. I'm going to let the president.
I thought that we was going to talk to the audience a little bit.
We got a bashful audience. They like a girl standing on the wall, afraid to dance, and I'm going to tell them what's cool in the gang said. He said, get down on it. How are you going to dance if you don't get them off all the floor? So I'm going to say that's the audience. That's to dial 805-727-7013. Those of you who are listening, all you got to do is press 1 on the phone. But our audience is never an audience that asks questions. They just want to listen. They want to be inspired. They want to be fired up. I'm ready for ask questions. Any question you have, want to ask, you can ask these brothers. By the meanwhile, until the people ask questions, you're free to shoot.
I just want to go back again, man, in my own personal life. You know, if God's willing, you know, I'm coming out with a book called Making Money with God is Easy. And, you know, I know that there's a physical world that we live in, you know what I mean? But I come to know in my own personal life, man, that there's a spiritual world that I live in. And I'm more aware of that spiritual world, that I must do the right thing. I must be kind to my neighbor. I must be kind. I must be fair dealings in business. I must not be to extremism in anything, eating food, laughing, joking. Everything must be moderate. I mean, once you come into the heavens and you know that there is a God, there is a creator in your own personal life, man. And what I came into in my days and my struggles in business and ups and downs, man, I lost my mother, I lost my father, I lost two of my brothers, I lost one of my sisters. You know, I lost one of my dear friends, Imam Wafi, Muhammad Ali, peace with all of them. You know, I lost one of my best friends, true friend, my wife, 35 wonderful years. Allah forgive for all her sins, Allah in the paradise. And I mean, going through all these different struggles, man. But once you come into a better understanding that you, as Allah says in the Quran, the Holy Quran, I'm quite sure the language is in the Bible, is in Torah, is in all life. It's been said to mankind. But what's been said to us in the Holy Quran, Allah says that I am closer to you than your jugular vein. So as I study life, man, I study a little biology, man, a little the world of physiology, psychology, astronomy, and all these things. I've been witness, man, the Almighty God that created this wonderful world is with me all the time. And therefore, I don't have to worry about nothing. Anything that I thought about came about. I wanted to do business with ShopRite. ShopRite grows $14 billion a year. And I do business with some of the heavy players in ShopRite. I wanted to have some kind of relationship with Walmart. And I met Gwen Kelly 3 years ago, me and my children at a halal conference some years ago. And she's Facebook buddy with my children. And I can tell many, many, many stories about whatever you think about, come about. So this is the missing faith and belief that mankind, majority of mankind, mainly the African-American people, and I just want to say to my brothers and sisters, revisit and discover in your own personal life, the presence of God. And I say again, and those who listen to this program, you're listening to this program because evidently, you know, you want to be a more of a successful person in your own personal life. You want more finance to come into your life. So this what you think about, come on about. It's not a coincidence that we're talking to the imam that we on his program talking about the American Halal Conference and Business Expo coming up November the 15th, 2014, this upcoming Saturday, 9 to 5. You know what I mean? So I just like to say, if I can say anything, to an individual, man, when you get off this phone, man, sister or brother, stop talking and ask God to help you to get to know him better, to see him in this world the way you should see him. Because the world is so confusing, so many different forms of psychology about life, it's kind of hard to get a good grip on God. But God is right there. The Creator is right there. So ask him. Ask the Creator to enlighten you more about his creation and your relationship with his creation. And then, I don't care what you want to do, you should always make a little prayer. Say, God, I want a better financial situation. I want a better relationship with my wife, a better with my children. I want a better understanding of creation. I want to do this, I want to do that. Just begin to develop a relationship with God. Even though we can be talking about all these different variables, how to go in business, how to make some money. Because me and my team, we are very comfortable that our world are making money. And we just want to share it. But I say to you, the most important thing, each and every individual, find that enlightenment. And I bear witness if you just stop talking to God, Allah, the Creator. I didn't say Muhammad. I didn't say Jesus. I didn't say Abraham. I didn't say Moses. I said the one that created all of them and start a new relationship with your Creator. And when you know, you get to know him better, then begin to venture out and ask him to guide you and direct you into a much better spiritual life and also economical life.
Our brother Kareem B. R., your comments.
Yes, I want everybody who's listening right now to go to Eventbrite. You can order your tickets via the internet. It's a secure connection, $99. We'll reserve your seat for the upcoming event. That's eventbrite.com/ the annual American Halal Conference and Business Expo tickets. You can get your tickets online. American Express, MasterCard, Visa, Discovery. And you'll get a readout that's reserving your seat. This seat will be exclusively for you. And for $99, you can't get an audience with the speakers that we have today for $99 anywhere. So we're bringing to you a group dynamite speakers who have established themselves in business throughout the United States of America. And bringing in Islamic finance and banking also will be one of the speakers. So we're giving you a holistic approach to this Halal Conference. We want you to come out with the right information on your mind so you can take the next step to move forward to success. For $99, and if you're in business, you're going to be able to write this off on your taxes as a business expense. So go
now
to.
Now, you also have hotel accommodation. Will you tell us about that?
Yes, sir. The hotel accommodations will be, and I'm looking for the exact address because we had two. The other one is, Phil, give me a second to grab the exact address, brother. They're actually right down the street from each other. Okay. And the hotel is basically 10 minutes away. It's a straight route coming in. We're looking to have shuttle service to bring our participants for the conference in and be able to take them back to the hotel.
Is that the same hotel that we stayed in when we were at the National Muslim Business Conference?
Which one was it? There's about three of them in that area.
I don't know. I stayed at one. I know that it was good. I'm glad you have shuttle service, because even though we were driving, I had a driver, it was
mm-hmm.
difficult getting there. But I, you know, share with us. I have it on the back
okay.
of the Muslim Journal.
I have it right now in front of me.
It's
the Best Western Hotel.
It's the Hilton Garden Inn, Fort Washington, Pennsylvania, 30 Pennsylvania Avenue, Fort Washington, PA, 19034. And I think the rate is $119 per night.
Let me update you. Let me give you updated information, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, hotel accommodations. Best Western Hotel, 285 Commerce Drive, Fort Washington, PA, zip code 19034. And the number is 215-542-7930. I'm going to repeat that. Best Western Hotel, 285 Commerce Drive, Fort Washington, Pennsylvania, 19034. Phone number, 215-542-7930. And you can get this information at our website. Our website is purehalalglobal.com. I'll spell it out. PureHalalGlobal.com. And you can get all the pertinent information there. Okay, sir.
Yes,
now,
sir.
If you, want,
you all got... You got 14 minutes. I mean, you can talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Okay.
Only time I'm going to interrupt you if somebody calls in, and the callers are not calling in. I'm enjoying
okay.
this. Let me ask you a question while I'm going to. I'm not going to be a devil's advocate. I am going to be an angel advocate. How's that? Why should I come to the conference? I'm a businessman. Why should I come? I'm Sally Jones or Keisha Brown. Why should I come to this conference? And, by the way, I'm a Muslim. My name is Keisha Brown. I ain't even changed my name. But I am interested in making some money. Should I come? What can I gain from it?
Mr. President, go ahead.
Once again, you know, this whole halal, the whole dairy industry, we're not just doing halal cheese. We're doing cream cheese. We're doing yogurt, like I said, different levels of cheese, mozzarella cheese. We also hooking up with this company up in New York, pretty big pizza maker, make pizzas. Since our cheese is halal, then they're gonna be making these halal pizzas for us. Pizzas is a $1 trillion, $1 billion industry. But anyway, since there's very few people. As making halal cheese. And you know, when you are a broker for a Hershey candy bar, let's say Hershey candy bar, the Kellogg's cornflakes, you're the broker for it, for the whole country, for the whole world. That means a product like that, you're a millionaire. You're rich. Because anybody want to come and get a Hershey bar, they got to buy it through you. They got to get it through your, even though it's from your distributors, but the distributors all got to get it from you. So the way we're going to be teaching a person how they can package their idea. If they want to do cookies, we're going to show them how they can go to a company that make cookies. This is what they do. They make dough. They make cookies. And they'll make their cookie for them, for you. And your name will be on the cookie bag. Anybody wants your cookies? Since there's all kind of chocolate chip cookies out there, you might say, my cookie is the sweetest cookie. It's called a sweetie chocolate chip cookie. You know, you put a little more emphasis on it. You know, it's the way you market everything. Everybody's selling cornflakes, and everybody's selling Cheerios. But it's the way you package that product, the way you market that product. So you better come to this conference and actually put your idea on the market. We'll start showing you how to get with the manufacturers, show you how to package your idea. You know what I mean? Show you some kind of thing how you can save a lot of money through barcodes and nutritional things. These things goes on a package where you ain't got to pay certain people to do certain things. You can do it yourself if you got a little computer skill. So, and if you don't want to co-pack your own item, You know what I mean? Like I said, you can sell our line. We got a line called Lookman. You can sell our line of cheese. You know what I mean? You know, we can ship you a truckload of cheese. And anybody in that area, man, they got to come and get that Lookman cheese from you. This is how they do it in the industry. You know what I mean? You know, so, and also, too, man, you know, as I say, you know, bean pies are a hell of a commodity, like pizzas to the Italians. You know, bean pies is the commodity to the Muslims. And you know what it takes to take and make bean pies, cook the beans, cool the beans. You ain't got to do none of that. We have a navy bean, a real navy bean, and the way we deal with the navy bean, you know what I mean, you ain't got to do none of that cooking stuff. It's already blended, you know what I mean, and you get all the ingredients be in the bucket, nutmeg, cinnamon, vanilla flavor, you know what I mean, so on and so forth, you know, and the vanilla flavor uses a powder form. They don't use that liquid vanilla because liquid vanilla got alcohol in it. You know, some Muslims have issues with alcohol, so we use a different type of flavor. But then you get the crust. You know, we make your own crust. You ain't got to stamp your own crust. All you got to do is just get a bucket, pour a little mixture. You're going to do a half a mix or one-third of it, pour it in there, and add the amount of liquids in it, and stick your foot in it, mix it up, and pour it in the shell, and stick it in your oven at home. You can make like 100 pies a day and sell your pie for $4 a pie. That's a lot of money, man.
Yes. Yes. Brother, chime right in.
Yes, sir. I like to go through some of our other speakers who are going to be there.
Yes, please do.
Minister Rodney Muhammad from the Nation of Islam out of Philadelphia. He's going to be there. He's going to attend, give information. Zachariah from Z&Z Distributors. He's going to be there speaking. We got David Israeli from Miss Wrestler's Meats and Foods. He's going to be there. Akbar Salam, he's going to be there speaking. Akbar Salam just got so much experience, man. 40-something years in the business. Brother Khalil from Halal Watch, he's going to be there speaking about halal. Sister Melody from the Nation of Islam, she's going to be there speaking about agriculture. You know, we should grow our food in our backyard at one time. That's another trend that's coming back, growing some of your own food. Keeping it local. David Hassan from the National Muslim Business Council, he will be there speaking. And then there's others who still are coming to speak. They're asking us. We're getting invites from people from around the world who want to come and speak about Islamic finance and banking. But we chose someone more local. But they know about this conference. This conference is known around the world. We're getting calls from California, Mississippi, Las Vegas, St. Louis, you know, about the conference. They're coming to the conference. We need your face in the place. November the 15th, 2014, Masjid Allah, Center for Human Excellence. We need you to register now.
What is happening? Friday. Some people are coming into town Friday. What is going on Friday?
Samir.
Well, come on, Friday is not our day. Our day is Saturday. There's a lot of, you know, because of the beautiful place of worship, Masjid Allah. You know, we raised between the bank $2 million amongst ourselves. Bank gave us $7.5 million. The rest we raised to fix the building up, and also we just acquired the parking lot for the $700,000. And we just acquired that. We'll have control of it December 22nd. So you know the people at Masjid Allah, we are very aggressive and very productive. One of our leading businessmen that heads up on the Ways and Means Committee that we meet every Saturday for the last 2 years or so, 6 o'clock early in the morning. His name is Michael Rashidi.
Let me tell you something about Michael Rashid. I succeeded him as the imam in Baltimore. You thought my brother,
go.
Minister Michael Rashid, one
there
of the first imam in Baltimore, and
yeah.
a graduate of USC, Howard
yeah.
University, track star with O.J. Simpson, and a graduate of the Harvard Business School, to be exact.
That's right.
So I go back almost 40-odd years. With Michael Rashid, minister, I know him still as imam. I told him, I said, you still sound like you could preach.
Y'all didn't know him as a preacher like I knew him. And I'm like,
well, we've heard him.
Brother, I want to hear you preach in my mosque. So you, the chairman of the Ways and Means, you can have a better man to be the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee. And by way of introduction, I must tell the audience, he headed up a $1 billion corporation called
$4 billion.
Oh, that's when I knew it was a billion, $1 billion. A $4 billion corporation came through the fruit of Islam, came through Atlanta Temple, and went to Jacksonville, Florida, and founded a temple, and the rest is history. And then was transferred to Baltimore, where he started the Islamization process. So we are
and
proud
up,
and honored.
He was up in Trenton for a while also.
Yeah, in Trenton, yeah. He's, yeah. Oh, okay now. All right, see?
That's what. Yeah, that's
so
where he started
people,
with the help.
We have, I want you all to know, see, and this is another thing, a part of Religion Means Alive, since we're introducing ourselves to the general public. You know, ain't everybody, most of the people in the Nation of Islam didn't come out of the penitentiary.
Sure.
I came, if any place, if you call the Baptist pulpit a penitentiary, then that's where I came from. I came under the great Leon A. Sullivan of Zion Baptist Church, Reverend Mordecai Johnson, of the all these great preachers. That's where I came up. Jeremiah Wright, all them guys I came up with as a childhood preacher. And I tried to run away from the preaching business, and Allah just snatched me right back. So I'm still in the business of bringing men and women to the way of God, because God said, Eliza Billilah, Bil Hikmati, invite all to the way of God with beautiful wisdom and beautiful preaching. So it didn't say that everybody's going to become Muslim, as our brother have said, but all of us should be committed to the way of God and have faith in God and faith in his prophets and faith in ourselves. And Brother Samir is an example, him and Brother Bayah. I'm only mentioning because he's the president, and this brother, Brother Kareem Bayah, has decided to work with him. See, this is a problem. This is another problem with Negroes. We don't like to work together. We all want to start another organization. And, you know, we may not even have our wife with us, but we'll start something just to say I'm over something. That's a weakness of us as a people. So we want our people to be proud to know that we have a brother like Brother Kareem Bayah was ready. Brother put him on post, tapped him on the shoulder, said, brother, let's do this. He didn't say, well, man, let me get an MBA from Harvard. Let me read three more Wall Street Journals. Let me analyze more. He said, I'm down. That's how we should say it in the street. Bet, I'm down. And that's what we have to do before fear takes us over. You just got to take an action. You may fall. I know you've probably fallen a few times, Brother Samir, Brother Bayah, but you kept on getting back up. And you kept on working. I mean, picking them grapes, picking them bluebirds wasn't an easy task. You know, crating that milk up, selling them suits wasn't an easy task, but you did it. So I want y'all to tell everybody what they doing tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Tune into this broadcast because we are inspiring people. I'm going to cite the case of Brother Samir and Brother Kareem Bayah on my program tomorrow. Because we're here to inspire and to create business people. We know that if we spend more money in our own community, we could create 1 million jobs. Then we would have to be begging and borrowing and crying about who is the president, who is the mayor. We would make our own mayors and our own president. They'd come to us and say, Mr. Samir, Mr. Muhammad, who do you think we should run for president? See, America is a society of an ownership society. And Billie Holiday said it better than I could ever say it. God bless the child who got his own. So we have a few more minutes, and as we close out, we got about two minutes. So why don't we get a closing statement from the president, followed by a closing statement by the vice president, followed by another announcement about where the program event is, and we're gonna go home and go to mama and let's have some bean pie, some house, macaroni and cheese, and probably a slice of bean pie, something else, and go on and chill. How's that?
Sounds good.
You may proceed.
Brother Samir.
Yes.
Closing remarks, sir.
Once again, all praise is due to the Creator of the heavens and the earth. And we thank Almighty God, Allah, the Creator, you know, for just allowing us to live another day. And all sincerity, the Pure Halal Global consists of Brother Bay, Kareem, and Kenneth Salam, and Lawrence Walker, and a few other people, but we're the main players. We really want to share what we have. And we believe when you give, the more you give, the more you receive. That's one of the sciences that we are involved in, the heavenly sciences. Give, and you give back, life gets back to you. So we're about getting blessings. So we say to our audience here, please come on November 15th and let us reward you with a wealth of knowledge.
I'd like to say in closing, we want to see your face in the place. We have a seat reserved for you. We want you to be there. We want you to come and learn from professionals who can take it for you to another level. This is what you always wanted. How do I get there? I don't know nobody. We're bringing the people that you need to know to this event. Gwen from Walmart, Akbar from Unity Beef, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to have about 20 speakers. We're going to feed you a light breakfast, a small lunch. We're going to have Salat ready for you. And we're going to be, what they call, giving you that home spirit. We're going to be friendly. You're going to be glad you came. You're going to want to come back again. So November the 15th, next Saturday, we want to see your face in the place. We want you to register. Go to eventbrite.com/ the annual Allow Conference and Business Expo. Register. Save your seat. Go to our Facebook page. See what we've been doing. Look at the activity that we've been processing. You know, people are very interested in this. People want jobs. They want economics. They want to change their family. They want to help their neighborhood. They want to help their community. This is it. If you want political clout, you got to make donations. To make donations, you got to have money. So economics is what we're about. This is going to raise the level and bring about what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was teaching, Imam W.D. Muhammad was teaching, what the Quran teaches, what all some of your great leaders teach. You got to have the economics. And the Creator, Allah, gave us Halal. So what are we going to do? Are we going to sit back and see what's going to happen, or are we going to get involved? It's only going to cost you $99 to listen to 20 speakers with a light breakfast and a lunch. I can
clean. You're going to give them a light breakfast, but you're going to give them a heavy package so they can make a lot of breakfasts. Isn't that correct?
Oh, yes, sir. Definitely.
There'll be plenty of breakfast.
You're going to
break fast. With some food, but what you need is some food in your mental bank. Now, y'all sound like y'all got me selling tickets for you all, and guess what I am? I'm going to announce it on the broadcast tomorrow. And is there anything else we need to know before you go off the air? Now, I'm going to give you all an assignment. I want you to tell everybody that you know to download this broadcast at www.blogtalkradio.com/Imam Alfred 11/8/14. We want people to listen to it. If you bolo this, I guess, whatever they call it, throughout, tweet it, let people know the broadcast is available, they can download it, then we can promote this conference. We should be able to social media get 40, 50,000 people to know about it. If we get 40,000 people to know about it, we may have to buy another parking lot. Reverend Jason is able to fill up halls. Joel Osteen is filling up halls. I don't know why, if I know Brother Samir Ali is going to be somewhere to motivate me, brother, he got me fired up. I'm ready to go out and get me an order book and start selling something. Hey, but I'm telling you, religion means alive. Won't see you back in the place tomorrow. Doesn't cost you a dime to come on to listen to the broadcast. Tomorrow, 805-727-7013 at 3 o'clock. We're going to start again next week. Monday, we're going to start at 7 o'clock so we can be more user-friendly, so you can hear the broadcast. We're working on a new format for the broadcast. We're going to have music on the broadcast. We're going to start having some different things, and then you can even listen to back editions of the broadcast. For an example, we had Booker D. Washington's great-grandson. He is a Muslim in our community. He's been on the broadcast. Khalil Ali, the wife of Muhammad Ali, she's been on the program. Maymay Ali's been on the program. And next week, don't make me over by the way I get to San Jose, the Honorable and Noble Ms. Dionne Warwick will be on Religion Means Life. Somebody asked me earlier, why would you have her on? What does she have in common? You know what? She's a woman of faith. Her daddy was pastor of St. Mark AME Church here in Jersey. She grew up in the church. She was a part of the drinkers. We have more in common because she believed in the omnipotent, omnipresent God. And we're going to be talking about our new album. So that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to show how faith has helped her. Some of you might remember seeing her on Whitney Houston's funeral. She was the mistress of ceremony. Well, she's going to be right on this program on Saturday, God willing. Miss Dionne Warwick on Religion Means Alive. I want you to know Religion Means Alive is going to the next dimension. Very shortly, with God's help and your support, you're going to see us on regular television, BET. You're going to see us on the Word Network. Religion Means Alive. Peace be on our noble and honorable listening audience. You've listened once again to another edition of Religion Means Alive with Brother President Samir Muhammad and Brother Kareem Bayah, the sharpest men in the marketing business. Peace be on our audience.